Hi there. The word for you today is thank God for my freedom. In Galatians 5 verse 1 reading from the Message, Paul says Christ has set us free. You know, history records dark chapters when godless tyrants ruled and religious dictators made it a crime to read the Bible or worship God according to the dictates of your conscience. In 1945, Martin Niemöller said, and I quote, "When the Nazis came for the communists, I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. When they came for the Jews, I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the trade unionists, I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. When they came for the Catholics, I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak up for anybody." On top of the Capitol Dome in Washington, D.C., there's a 20-foot statue of Freedom Lady. Her face is framed in a crest of stars, and she's holding a shield of stars and stripes in her hand. She was shipped from Rome, and during a fierce storm, the captain ordered some cargo thrown overboard. The sailors wanted to ditch Freedom Lady, but the captain refused, shouting above the wind, "Never, we'll flounder before we throw freedom away." Benjamin Franklin said that those who give up liberty for safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Speaking to the believers in Galatia, Paul addresses the legalists who wanted to force them all to go back and live under the impossible standards of the Old Testament law. Listen to what he writes. "Christ has set us free, so take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness on you. So today, you need to stop, look up, and say, thank God for my freedom."